my men are not expendable. And I don't do this kind of work.
You're listening to Arnold Radio News, your weekly dose of what is best in life. Now, come with us if you want to live. It's the Gillinator and Randy.
It's turbo time. I'm your West Coast host, Randy Jennings. And I'm not going to do a big build-up. I'm just going to get down to it and inform the world that today I watched, for my third time, Sabotage. Ryan, this movie, love it, like it, or hate it?
Sabotage, I love it.
Exactly, love it, we love it, good. When I first saw Sabotage, I liked it a lot. My second viewing, I brought the wife, and we both loved it. And on my third viewing today, on my computer, I don't know, can you even like it more than love? I mean, it just does get better and better. I strongly, strongly like this movie. I think it's one of his best, definitely, in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, strong performances all around. It's very unique. It stands out among Arnold's, you know, his oeuvre as something with, you know, a little more dramatic than usual, but still like hardcore action. The violence is crazy. It's gritty. It's real. It's got,
yes,
you know,
one of the best endings ever in an Arnold film. There are some problems, of course, with script, but who cares? When it's that good overall, you know, don't have to nitpick so much. But we have to cover some Arnold tweets and some Arnold Reddit news. Ryan, do you want to talk about what's going on, what he said in Reddit lately? Because
yeah,
I didn't really hear it. You're going to inform me. I haven't heard it. So
all right, cool.
What did he do?
So, well, you know, Arnold is very active on social media, interacting with his fans all the time, which is very cool. And he likes to pop in on Reddit now and then. He's done a couple of, you know, official Ask Me Anythings where fans can ask him questions. He'll respond and but then he sometimes will just pop into, you know, random other subreddits, you know, the fitness one especially. He likes to show up and encourage people there or just come in with if someone mentions him, he'll pop in and say, actually, here I am, man.
Nice.
It's pretty fun. But this one was actually an Ask Me Anything for Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock. And
there goes the Terminator again. Terminator's coming. Let me close the door.
Watch out. Those dogs. Dwayne Johnson and Arnold, you know, they're kind of buds a little, you know, they interact now and then and have some fun. Of course, The Rock has the Hercules movie that just came out.
Right.
So he was doing this on Reddit the day it released. And then so people are asking him questions. And the one question, let's see, Pixel Me That, the username says, hi, Dwayne. I read that you're good friends with Arnold. So who would win in a fight, Conan or Hercules? And then and before Dwayne gets a chance to respond, Arnold comes in and says, I just came here to congratulate Dwayne, but you just gave me a great idea for a movie. I would love to do a movie with Dwayne, The Oak and The Rock. It couldn't be more perfect. Anyway, congratulations, Dwayne. The movie looks fantastic, and I can tell you know what's best in life. Let's get together soon and share sword stories.
Very nice, very nice.
That was Arnold's comment in there. Then the next comment after that was, this really just happened.
Arnold said that?
No, that was someone else responding to Arnold. What? Arnold showed up and Dwayne's Asked Me Anything. But that was pretty cool. It's typical of, you know, Arnold just likes to come in and surprise people like that.
Right, right.
I think there was
You probably figured there would be some Arnold-related comments considering they both starred in a Hercules movie.
Right, right, exactly.
He was just waiting for the opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. But and then, you know, so that was, you know, they had a lot of fun with that. And then, but then a couple of days after that, I started seeing a couple stories pop up postulating that The Rock would be involved with Terminator somehow because of Arnold's interaction with him on Reddit. It's like,
right.
How do you get that from what Arnold said? There wasn't.
All right, yeah, wouldn't it be something if they flew The Rock out, you know, to San Francisco, and they're talking about doing all this top secret filming, and mm-hmm. they just had it under wraps so much where The Rock actually was, you know, starring in this film, guest starring or whatever. That would be pretty amazing. There was some speculation, some rumors out there before.
There were.
It could happen. You never know.
It's anything's possible. It's
right.
Be hard to keep under wraps, but they've been doing pretty well lately, so.
No. Well, you want to hear some Arnold tweets?
Yes, I love Arnold tweets.
All right. I love Arnold tweets. I love following Arnold. He's got the best stuff. And one of them here, he's talking about one of his co-stars from Expendables who had a fight because she's a, you know, female ultimate fighter.
Yeah.
And he says, congrats to Ronda Rousey on a big win at the ESPYS. She's one of the toughest and most disciplined athletes I've ever met. And then a couple days ago, he also writes, this is for his birthday. And he says, thank you for all of your birthday wishes. You've helped me make this birthday fantastic. And he included a little Instagram video clip of himself, and there's a bunch of Arnold balloons behind him. So definitely check that out if you haven't already seen it. It's very nice.
Yeah, yeah, that's very cool that he took time on his birthday to say thank you to the fans. It's
yeah, I have no idea, you know, what he did on his birthday, how he did celebrate. He was probably filming the new Terminator movie, but, you know, I don't really know what he did for dinner, and I'm sure he got together with family and everything else, but it'll probably come out later on exactly what his plans, you know, and that'll be pretty cool to see some pictures at some point.
Knows how to party.
Right.
All right. So what else? Let's see. You you just had a news article about you, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So was it? It was the UK's.
Daily
it was a big one. The Daily Mail.
Yeah.
You say so. Yeah. They are. Yeah. I guess the biggest over there in the UK, and so they contacted me because they knew Arnold's birthday was coming up. They, I don't know how they found me. They just saw the ArnoldFans.com. They just somehow saw, you know, sometime in the past, maybe I had posted pictures of my collection.
Right.
And they wanted to do a big feature, so they asked me a bunch of questions, and I answered them immediately. And, you know, it was pretty good. But they did screw me a little bit because they didn't include the link, the magic link that takes people to the ArnoldFans.com, you know, the site that we run. And I'm like, you know, why did I do this? No, definitely. Yeah, they should have included the link. And, you know, I probably wouldn't have done the article, you know, if I would have known they would have forgotten that. I asked them if they can put it back in, and there's just, like, no comment whatsoever. But also, you know, I want to set the record straight and clarify some things that they had misquoted me on, or they actually just, like, made some things up.
Okay.
And one of the things was said that I put in, like, 3 hours a day, you know, working on the ArnoldFans.com, which is not true. What I said was a few hours a day is what the whole team does, you know, all of us, me, you. We have Adrian, Brandon, Rick, we have Amanda, you know, and a big team of people. And you know, we average 3 hours a day amongst all of us. So it's a whole working machine, not just me. And also they said that in one picture that I'm holding the T2 minigun. like they're going to let any schmuck hold that awesome, you know, weaponry. No, that was just some crappy Terminator 4 so-called minigun, which was not nearly as cool, but, you know, kind of interesting because it was an official Terminator prop.
Yeah, yeah. And for most people, they figure, it looks the same. It doesn't matter.
Right, right. And my biggest problem of all out of that whole article was that they had somehow knighted me like king of all the Arnold fans. Like, I'm the ultimate Arnold fan in the world. And, you know, that it's kind of cool, you know, for somebody to say that. But who am I to say I'm the biggest? And, you know, we all celebrate our fandom in different ways. You know, I'm not covered in Arnold tattoos, as well as some people are. And I might have the world's biggest Arnold collection of merchandise, but there are others that know way more about his life or his bodybuilding career. And that I suck at, you know, but there are just people that just have different areas of expertise. And
buses have been to Austria?
No, I have not. And that makes me the ultimate incomplete Arnold fan. But yeah. Once I go, next year, you know, we do want to put that word out that we hope to get a big fan get together sometime next year. We're looking at maybe March, and we want to do, you know, a big event, a big party where just we all get together for everybody who hasn't been there yet. And of course, if you have, I hope you come too.
Absolutely.
That'll be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Love to go back.
So, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And once I go, I'll have lived. I'll be real. I will be a real boy.
Yes. The pilgrimage. All right. Cool. Well, yeah, but it was still, it was a very cool article. You know, lots of pictures of you with all your cool Arnold stuff. And you got a picture of me in there, too.
Right. And Arnocore, the greatest band of all time.
Yes.
Now, you got some Terminator news?
Terminator, let's see. Well, as usual, it's pretty tight on the set. Not a lot of leaks coming out, but we did get something from the actor that's playing Danny Dyson, who is Miles Dyson's son. You see him as the little kid in T2. You know, they're getting shot at by Sarah, and he goes, "Go, Danny, go!" That's how I remember Danny, playing with a little car. So they got this, you know, new actor playing him as an older person. What's the name? I'm going to mess up the name now. Deo Okini. I don't know how you pronounce it exactly, but
you're just making that up.
But yeah, so he posted on his Instagram that basically he had finished his part. You know, he had wrapped his part on the set. So they had a picture of him with Jason Clark, who plays John Connor, and David Ellison, one of the producers.
Mm-hmm.
And he of course tags it Terminator Genesis at the end, which is of course contributes to the confusion among the name.
right. So when are they finishing Terminator? Is it this weekend or is it like Monday?
Well, they've been shooting at the Oracle headquarters and around that, you know, the area of San Francisco this week. And I think that was supposed to be done. They may still be shooting tomorrow. We're recording this on Friday, so tomorrow's Saturday. I think they were still supposed to be doing stuff around there. Doesn't say who's involved, whether Arnold's still shooting or he's done, or it's not really known yet. But it's probably getting close. I can't imagine they've got a whole lot of main shooting to do. There'll be, I'm sure, like second unit stuff picking up.
Right. There. I'm still waiting for our invitation to get on that set.
I know. Of course, if we were on it, we probably couldn't say anything yet.
But I can tell you who did try out for a role on Terminator.
Oh,
my buddy Michael Papajohn, our our guest this week. So, Ryan, are you ready to play our weekly interview?
Absolutely. Let's see. Let me cue it up here. Here we go.
Okay, Arnold fans, today's guest, we have Michael Papajohn. Now, you might know this guy best from the Spider-Man movies. Sure, you know, the guy that kills Peter Parker's uncle, poor baby. Well, we know him best as the guy from Eraser and the paramedic from the Terminator 3. And he's a bad guy in Terminator 4. And he's in the Escape Plan. That's right. So let's welcome Michael now.
Michael Papajohn, how you doing?
I'm good, Randy. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And we've got some Arnold questions for you because you're an Arnold fan and you've been in a lot of his movies. And we're a big follower and friend of yours. So I'm going to bust through some questions and let's see what you got.
All right, Randy. Well, I appreciate you having me. Thanks a lot.
Right on. So what's your best Arnold and Sly story from the set of Escape Plan?
My best story is watching Stallone beat me up, and Arnold just watched Stallone beat me up, and it was interesting to be beat up by someone and have Arnold just watch the whole action sequence and not do anything. So I'm so used to him shooting someone or beating someone up, but he actually got to watch Stallone more or less beat me up. But my favorite memory of that is another memory for me personally is just watching Stallone and Schwarzenegger ride off on a golf cart and just watch how they acted together and how they, you know, you could tell they really liked each other, and they just, it looked like they were just in a lot of really cool conversations, and not even about the movie, but it looked like they were just talking about life and everything else. But just watching them drive to and from their trailers to the set on a golf cart and them just hanging out together once they got on the set was pretty interesting to see, you know, icons like that to just kind of hang out and enjoy being with one another.
Yeah, I hear you. They've become really good friends lately. Did you have any deleted scenes from Escape Plan?
Well, some stuff got cut, but what I also like is how much they love the business still and how they watch the monitors, and it, you could just tell the business still juiced them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had some things get cut out, but I'm used to that. You just kind of show up and on the set and you do it, and then you go to the movie and you watch it, and then some things stay in and some don't, but you know, the ending stayed the same where, you know, Stallone and Arnold win and I lose.
Right. You know, a few years back you told me about one of your deleted scenes. It was from Terminator 3, and it was a while ago, and I do forget a lot of the details. I was hoping you can share with our listeners the outcome of your paramedic character.
Yeah, that was kind of cool because I got to shake, you know, I came up to the scene and I didn't know Arnold was actually a robot, you know, and then when I'm trying to move him or check his pulse, and I remember the line, I said, this guy weighs a ton.
Right.
And I'm trying to move him to get his vitals, and I go, this guy weighs a ton, to my other paramedic. But after I had a couple other lines to him, he wakes up. And what a lot of people that don't got cut out of that movie was that they ratcheted Arnold woke up and pushed my character, and I went like 30 feet. They ratcheted me out of the warehouse building, you know, where it looked like he hurt me, you know, not kill me. But I think in the final edit, they didn't want to show Arnold's character hurting anyone. So they cut that action sequence out, but actually when we shot it, he woke up and pushed me, and he was so strong that, you know, he threw me like 30 feet out of the warehouse and threw a wall and everything out, but you never saw that in the movie.
Was it a cement wall or wood?
No, it was like a tin type warehouse. Uh-huh. Yeah, but he's a strong man.
Right. You know, you live not too far away from where the new Terminator film is being shot right now. Did you audition for it?
Yeah, I actually did. I auditioned for it, and I didn't work on it. The thing is, with auditioning, you just continue to show up, you try out, and then you get some roles, some you don't. You know, you never know. They may go online and go, hey, he's already been in another Terminator. We don't want to bring – you know, you just never know when with casting and when they go to IMDb now, it's gotten so much better. I think they do more research than ever before they cast roles. And I'm not just saying because I didn't work on it. I just know that I think they're more selective on just – there are no small parts, you know.
Yeah.
And especially with these filmmakers and who they're bringing into their film, I guess they went a different way. Plus, I wasn't available anyway, so it all worked out.
Okay. What did you think of the new Spider-Man movie versus the Sam Raimi ones that you starred in?
Well, Randy, I was actually in both of them. You know, I was in the Tobey Maguire version, and me and Stan Lee are the only ones that are actually in the original Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire, and the new Spider-Man that Webb directed.
I forget your part. What did you play in the newer one?
I was, you know, I should know all these names, but I don't. I'm horrible with the names. But the character, I was his limo driver. I was a limo driver on the bridge.
Like with the lizard was coming after you, right?
Yeah. And actually, all my dialogue got cut. I had some really, really cool scenes in that film. And then when you see the film, you know, my dialogue got cut, and I'm just kind of answering to my boss on get out of limo and check everything out, you know. But I got, you know, more or less cut out of that. But I worked on it, and but your answer to your question, which one do I like the best? You know, I got to kind of I think both filmmakers have their vision on the film, on that story. I just remember, you know, watching, being around Sam Raimi and then Tobey Maguire and seeing how he played that role. My heart clings to the first one, not just because I killed Uncle Ben. I just, you know what? It kind of pulls at my heartstrings more than the other one, to be honest with you. You know, and I don't know if the other film is more directed more to the MTV crowd,
right,
or what, but I just thought, for me, I think there's, you know, you can, you know, it's funny when you ask these. I actually like both of them. If you ask my son, he's a 6-year-old. He likes the second one. But if you ask me, and I'll be 50 this year, my heart is more on the first one.
Well, that is the correct answer. You got that one right, because the Sam Raimi first one is the best Spider-Man, I must say. What is your favorite role that you've ever done?
You know, I just did a movie called American Ultra. I just finished it. I just wrapped it, and it's so fresh to me because I just finished it. But I just love this script. It's the director that did Project X, and I'm a real big fan of the way the script read and the way it moved, and it was funny. And I'm real fresh off that movie just because that sticks in my mind. But you know, whenever I do a film, someone asks me what's your favorite one. All of them have a story, you know. So, like, I know you're going to ask me some questions about Arnold. I just, you know, when it goes back to Titanic, when I was on Titanic, and I remember Arnold coming down on a helicopter to visit James Cameron, you know, that wasn't a part. I was more of a stunt guy on Titanic, but I got to see Arnold get off that helicopter and greet James Cameron and be right there, and I actually went up to him and said, hey, Arnold, I played Shift in Eraser, you know. And it was just those interactions that aren't in the movie that mean a lot to me. So to answer your question, what is my favorite role? You know, going back to Waterboy and Dublin Adam Sandler, I mean, every movie has just a fond memory for me. In my way, so and then you click to Waterboy, and then I'm doing Longest Yard, and then I'm working with Adam Sandler again, and I had a stunt double on that, so in certain scenes, so it's kind of cool how when you ask me the favorite movie, I don't know, man, I just love the business, you know.
Yeah, well, we're big fans, and we're gonna keep following you. But thank you, Michael. Thank you for coming on our show. We're out of time, and you're always fantastic. We're always going to be watching, listening, following you. You're on Twitter, everybody. Follow Michael, Papa John on Twitter. And thank you so much, man. It's always good talking with you.
Hey, Randy, thanks for having me. I love what you do. Huge Arnold Schwarzenegger fan. And I, on the set, he always goes, very nice. And I hear people
on
other sets.
Very nice. Say,
he should brand that. Very nice. It's great.
I love it. Okay. Thank you, Michael.
That was a very nice interview.
All right. He's a cool dude. And in case you can't figure out his role in Escape Plan, well, I know you can, but for some people who might not know him, he's the prison gang leader who calls Stallone Fresh Fish, and then Arnold tells Papa John and his men to back away. And I think Sly breaks his finger, too, right around that part of the movie.
Yeah.
So he does get some really good close-ups, and he's featured also in the trailer for a brief second.
Right.
So he's got some good exposure through a lot of Arnold movies.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, he's been in a bunch.
Very cool, friendly guy. So definitely, be on the lookout for him, follow him, and he's in the new Planet of the Apes movie. He dies a lot, but it's always kind of a fun thing to look out for, like what kind of new creative death scene is he going to get in each movie?
Typecast is the guy who dies.
Right, right. I have some other news.
Oh, tell me.
I heard from Lionsgate about an hour ago, and I can tell you now that the Arnold fans has been invited on the red carpet again for Expendables 3. Woo-hoo! So this is going to be our, 10th red carpet or something. You know, we've been to quite a few. We were invited to a lot of them thanks to Arnold and, the studios. They definitely show us.
Yeah.
That, we are dedicated and supportive for them, and we're always out to do whatever we can to promote them, and they definitely want to thank us, so they're having us back.
Excellent.
And that'll be
awesome.
So there's one that we might be attending in the UK, London, but this one that we're going to be going to is also Hollywood. So this will be, I'll tell you now, on Monday the 11th at the Chinese Theater. So I'm all packed. I'm cool. Ready to go.
All right.
If you can make it out, Ryan, you can be my cameraman. So you can trade off for some interviews.
Yeah, I would love to. I haven't been out there since Terminator 3, I think. Which that was a blast. And then, of course, I loved it when they had the Escape Plan premiere in New York, because then that was...
Now, that worked out, yeah.
That was close to me, so I could just go up there and, yes.
It's that doesn't happen too often, yeah.
Yeah, just not much, but that was cool. Definitely is an experience, and just to get to, rub shoulders with some of the celebrities and stars and everything.
And you did the after party with Brandon, correct?
Yep, very cool.
Mm-hmm. And I have some other Expendables news, and that is Lionsgate is now suing over the Expendables leak, and they're going after many of the torrent sites.
Ooh.
And I have to say, for any so-called fan, uploading this movie, you're just giving Arnold and all the other action heroes a huge middle finger right to their faces. You're cutting down significantly on the box office. You're showing, you're probably having these parties, showing a bunch of friends this film and taking their money away from the box office. And I'm not saying you, Ryan. I'm saying these people. and these guys, they're not going to want to see it as much on opening weekend, too. So that's the time when that matters the most, that opening weekend box office.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and once it gets out there, of course, there's just no way you can't delete it from the internet, because it just gets copied and propagated all over the place. Really, it's
these guys might not even buy the DVD and Blu-rays because they have pretty good copy already, but if they're doing it, you really, really owe it to Arnold and to all the other action heroes in this film. To go opening weekend, you have to. It's the only way to redeem yourselves.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right? And they have to, even if they don't even have time that weekend, go to the theater,
Give him your money and leave, because you owe that to him. You know, you have to do that. You stole money from Expendables, and shame on you guys. Give him some money. You owe him money. So do it.
Yep. All right.
That's my angry rant for today.
Yeah, right. You have your soapbox now. My rant should be about all these crappy news, sites that post these sensationalistic titles when there's really no, there's no evidence of what they suggest about it. You know, all these Terminator articles come out saying, all these, just whatever, the one.
Yeah, they're desperate for Terminator news.
Like, The Rock is starring in the new Terminator movie. And
right.
I'm like, really? What? When did that happen? And then I read the article, and it's like, oh, well, he was on Reddit, when Arnold came in and said they might put a movie together. So they're like, and then also the title said like video. Like, really? They're gonna have video? But no, at the end of the article, it's a video of the T2 trailer.
Lame. Oh, they got you though. Their plan worked. Suckered you. Yeah. Brought you in.
Yep.
They got their hits.
Anyway, so gotta watch out for those. But
right.
But yeah, other than that, I think we've covered the main news pretty well. We're having a great time doing this podcast, and we're just kind of trying different things out and seeing what sticks, get some fan input. Oh, yeah, I did want to bring up, we do have at least one fan right now. a comment posted on our podcast page that's from Old Man Orange, and he said, "This is fantastic." So
Orange is the new fantastic.
He is listening to Arnold Radio News, but there's a bunch more because we did get a bunch of subscribers. So hopefully that'll just keep.
But he's just the first guy that made a comment, huh?
Right, exactly. He's ballsy enough to put himself out.
Let me just throw a quick little merchandise thing out there. We have some soundtracks we're going to be giving away. We have 5 soundtracks courtesy of buythesoundtracks.com. We have 3 for Sabotage and 2 Last Stand soundtracks. So, I didn't even know these were produced. They just kind of reached out and told us. So we have some CDs that you can win, some soundtracks. Or if you don't want to wait for us, you could just go there, buythesoundtrack.com, buy some now. But we'll be putting these up on thearnoldfans.com very soon. Details about the contest, how you can win them.
All right.
You're not allowed to enter, Ryan.
Ah.
These are for the fans. Come on.
That's right. The fans do get it. All right. Yeah, that'll wrap it up for podcast number 2 on Arnold Radio News.
He's got 2.
Yes, 2.
Still plugged here.
Subscribe, tell your friends. Follow us on Twitter, tweet at us, Facebook us, the Arnold Fans, and tell us what you want to hear. We want to know. And, segments we could do, things we could have fun with, top 5 lists, whatever. And we'll do it. So, for now, I am the Gillinator.
Right, and I am Randy Jennings, and I say reading, writing, arithmetic. Too much homework makes me sick. And it's very important news and information. Just always remember that. Take that advice with you, because it will make you sick.
Yes, it will.
Nice. All right, so that'll about do it for another episode of Arnold Radio News. Hasta la vista, baby.
Excellent. Goodbye.
Bye.
I need a vacation.